From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump making an announcement later today on whether the United States will withdraw from the global Paris Climate Agreement. Media reports suggest he will withdraw from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says he intends to stay engaged with the U.S. regardless of Trump's decision.
Objectively, America and American states have already made very substantial progress in reducing CO2 emissions, nor do we expect that progress to let up, but we will continue to lobby the Americans and the White House to show the leadership they have shown in the past on reducing CO2.
The president has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and said pulling out will save jobs. Todd Stern, who served as the chief U.S. negotiator to the 2015 climate agreement during the Obama administration, warned it would be a bad move.
I think it would be a very damaging thing for his legacy. I hope that he thinks twice about it. I hope that he listens to people on the other side. I hope he stays in with the same target, but at least that he stays in even if the target needs to be reviewed. But I think the decision by the United States to walk away from Paris, if he makes it, will resound all over the world and will hurt him badly and will hurt his legacy.
Under the pact, the U.S. pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. The Philippines acknowledged on Thursday that 11 soldiers were killed, several others wounded in a friendly fire incident during the assault to retake the city of Marawi from the Islamist militants on Mindanao Island. This is VOA News. Macedonia's parliament has elected a new government led by former opposition leader Zoran Zaev, ending a six-month political stalemate. Zaev was sworn in as prime minister by the parliament speaker immediately after the vote. Macedonia has been without a functional government since 2015, after a wiretapping scandal brought down the previous administration. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday presided over the opening of a Chinese built railway project. A passenger train made the maiden journey from the port of Mombasa to the capital, Nairobi.
Today, we celebrate one of the key cornerstones to Kenya's transformation to an industrialized, prosperous, middle-income country.
The $3.5 billion project was funded almost entirely by China and replaces a line built more than a century ago by colonial Britain. As part of China's massive trade and investment initiative known as One Belt, One Road. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes is facing complaints of launching his own investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election after recusing himself from leading the committee's Russia probe in April. Aides to Democratic committee members complained that Nunes, a Republican, began investigating allegations that senior members of President Obama's administration improperly unmasked the identities of Trump associates who were caught communicating with Russian officials. The aides maintain Nunes failed to consult with Democrats when he subpoenaed the CIA, FBI, and the National Security Agency. The U.S. state of Ohio has filed a lawsuit against five prescription drug manufacturers, saying they used deceptive practices that fueled an opioid addiction epidemic. The state wants the companies to stop misrepresenting the drugs and reimburse patients. At least one company named in the lawsuit says it wants to work together on a solution. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says opiates are most commonly given to or for moderate to severe pain after surgery or injury, but that in recent years there has been an increase in their prescription for chronic pain, despite serious risk and the lack of evidence about their long-term effectiveness. Once again, recapping our top story, within hours, President Trump expected to release a statement on whether the U.S. will withdraw from the Global Paris Climate Agreement. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.